When we think of liquid water among Saturn's moons, the first thing that comes to mind is Enceladus, where not only is there a huge volume of liquid water locked under a shell of ice, that water bursts through into space like a geyser and allows for direct study of the composition of the water beneath. As covered in previous videos, we now know that that water is nutrient-rich and suggests the presence of geothermal vents. Unfortunately, models indicate that Enceladus is not that old of an object, having formed as recently as 100 million years ago. This is a count against life existing in those waters, as it may not yet have had enough time to arise. But it doesn't knock the possibility out. The chemistry of life can happen very quickly, and there's always panspermia. But Enceladus ultimately may end up being a place where life may arise in the future, as opposed to a body where it already exists. Perhaps someday it might be the laboratory where we passively observe the genesis of life unfolding in real time. And let's not forget Jupiter's moon Europa. Unlike Enceladus, is billions of years old and life has had plenty of time to get started there. But that does not mean that the Saturn system itself is lifeless. There are two other moons that are thought to have similar oceans locked under shells of ice. The first of these is Titan, which is old, having formed at or shortly after the formation of Saturn early in the solar system's history. Titan is a strange moon as far as life goes. It's one body in the solar system where life as we do not know it may be possible, along with the possibility of more conventional Earth-like life in the water ocean below. In other words, there are two chances for life on this moon. Plus, there are clear indications on this moon of lots of prebiotic organic chemistry going on, a precursor for the formation of life. The first chance with Titan is on its surface. The surface of Titan is the only other place in the solar system where liquids currently flow and form something much like Earth's water cycle. But water is basically a rock on the surface of Titan due to extremely low temperatures. Instead, the liquids are hydrocarbons, and there are hypothetical ways for life to exist using liquid hydrocarbons as a solvent at low temperatures. Whether life like this can really exist is open to debate, but there have been tantalizing hints of something going on the surface of Titan. For example, there are indications that hydrogen molecules flowing downward from the upper atmosphere inexplicably disappear near the surface. Another is a lack of acetylene. It's possible that they are being consumed by exotic, methane-based microbes, but it's not a smoking gun, and natural abiotic processes have not been ruled out. The second chance for life at Titan is in its liquid water ocean that lies under the surface. Not much is known about this ocean other than it seems to have extremely high density based on data from the Cassini spacecraft. This could suggest that it's really salty, something like the Dead Sea here on Earth, or worse. But the Dead Sea gets a bad rap since it's far from dead. It is in fact an abode of microbial life, and there are a whole class of microorganisms termed halophiles, named so because they love salt and they die if you put them in fresh water. So being really salty does not preclude the possibility of life residing in the subsurface oceans of Titan. And there's also ammonia. The ocean is thought to be more a mix of water and ammonia than purely water, but ammonia itself has been proposed as an alternative solvent for life to arise in, much like the surface liquid hydrocarbons. But while all of this is tantalizing, the best way to answer the question is to go study Titan directly. And while Titan may represent the best chance in the Saturn system for life, followed by Enceladus, there actually is a third body in orbit of Saturn that seems to harbor a liquid water ocean as well. It's the moon Dione, and data taken by the Cassini mission suggests a liquid water ocean lurks under a shell of ice, much like Enceladus and Europa, and in fact, quite a few other moons. Not much is yet known about this particular ocean, though there is some geologic evidence on the surface that is best explained by the presence of an ocean underneath. And there's a fourth option for Saturn. Though we know almost nothing about this one other than some models suggest that radioactive decay could allow for liquid water beneath the surface. It's the moon Rhea, and the water there remains speculative. But it also wouldn't be surprising. Ice shell water moons seem to be common in the universe if our solar system is any indicator. Liquid water, of course, favors life. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently envisioning an Enceladus scenario where we get there only to find out that it's been contaminated by Europa life through panspermia. Europa ruins everything, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.